morning is for Commissioner Brandon Williams. He has 10 years of service. Just want to say thank you to everybody. Appreciate your years of service, your dedication to Taney County. Obviously, you guys are a big part of everything we do, so just appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here.
Now go to work.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Commissioners ready? Yep. All right. We'll get back to our agenda now. Our next order of business is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for January 23rd, 2024, and executive session minutes for January 23rd, 2024. Is there any questions?
That section there?
Okay.
Which one? Was there a variation on one?
Did you just say 10 o'clock? We didn't do the PM. You know what you said.
Yeah, that's what I said, the 10 o'clock.
All right. If there's no further questions, I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 23rd, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for January 23rd, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business is approval of letter of support for the 2024 Master Gardener Grant.
Do you guys have any questions on that?
Do you have anything, man?
No questions.
Move to approve the letter of permission for the Master Gardeners of the Ozarks Grant Committee.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business is the White River Valley Historical Society Agreement for 2024, file number 24-010, Commission.
Any questions?
Move to approve the agreement between the White River Valley Historical Society, Incorporated, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving down, we have the Economic Development Project Contract 2024, file number 24-009, Commission.
I think this is approved in the budget.
Correct.
Move to approve the Economic Development Project Contract between Taney County, Missouri and the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for Sheriff's Department vehicles, one or more, file number 24-007S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Do y'all have any questions on this?
I don't.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 17th, 2024, approving to the agreement as the form. This agreement would be between Taney County and the Enroute Enterprise LLC vendor. It is pursuant to the cooperative purchasing contract via the state contract, contract number CC24075302.
And it's noted that specifically this purchase is for 15 vehicles with a total purchase price of $660,000.
Correct.
These are completely, because it's through Enroute, it's completely decked out and ready to go as well, correct?
No, this is for the purchase of the vehicles.
Okay, so there'll be another one that'll have the...
Yes, sir. The outfitting will be separate.
Okay.
That's still done by Enroute, correct?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the agreement for Sheriff's Department vehicles by and between Enroute Enterprises LLC and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next order of business is court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
With us this morning from the Taney County Assessor's Office, we have Ms. Alicia Caperton, and from our Taney County Clerk, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
So we have the personal property paid abatements, 300894, 300895, 300896, 300897, and 300898.
And note that these are all personal property refund abatements, correct?
Yes.
Any questions? We call them Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A of abatements for Monday, January 29, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies, for your work. Thank you.
Our next order of business, we have the Simmering Center presentation. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. My name is Myrna Epic. Here's some supporting materials.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm not sure if you got them.
Thank you.
So, So Soaring Center has been a part of the community now since 1991. You want me to sit there?
Yeah, if you want to sit there, that way the microphone might pick up for you a little better. Sorry, that table's on rollers, too.
Anyway, Simmering's been a part of our community since 1991. It was built on a lot of grants from the community. It was financed in this community, built for this community, and has remained as a service entity to the community since that time. It has had various roles in our community, all related to helping people struggling from substance use dependence, whether that be alcohol, drugs, whatever. Currently, it houses about 50 people per night, some in recovery housing and some for the respite care program that you see in front of you. Respite is a new program funded by the state of Missouri, the Department of Mental Health, and it provides a bed for people so that they, if they've had a challenge in their recovery and they need a safe place to go, they can stay there up to 29 days. They get peer support, they get food, they get a safe environment to refocus on their recovery. At this time, about 60% of the people who come into respite return to a safe environment. May not sound like a high statistic to you, but it is a high data point. It certainly is a better alternative than extended stay motels, et cetera, where the chances of them returning to recovery are fairly slim. We are looking for money from the Taney County Commission for one bed for 2 years at a cost of approximately $40,000 a year. And the respite grant is for 2 years, so this fits right along with the two-year plan. The Department of Mental Health has an intent to continue to fund respite. The monies that we are looking for from the commission are from the opioid settlement funds. We think we fit well within the parameters of that fund. About anywhere between 8 and 15% of the people in our Simmering for respite have a problem with either fentanyl or another form of opioids. What was I going to say? Oh. Our primary problems remain methamphetamine and alcohol, but of course a lot of individuals that enter have a polysubstance use issue. I've worked in the field of recovery for over 30 years. I myself am in long-term recovery. I have been dedicated to Simmering for many, many years. Most of the time my efforts there are as a volunteer. I believe the respite helps take some of the pressure off our ER. And I'm working with Cox Health to see if, since we've now been there and open for since May, is there any data to support that? I think it is a positive use of the opioid settlement money. I think we fit well within those parameters. I got a letter of support in your packet from Travis Smith, one of our representatives. I know that the president of Cox Health supports our initiative, and I'm excited about the respite program. It's a little bit more innovative coming out of the Department of Mental Health than what we've seen in a few years. So I was wondering, I believe that we help reunite families. We have individuals that their family was wanting nothing to do with them, and now they've been reunited with family, children, et cetera. I was wondering if you have any questions.
When they're in there for the drug abuse, then when they come home, when they leave there, what kind of support do they have from?
So they can come back and get support from the peer specialists. The Department of Mental Health mandate is that over 60% of the people who work there are also in recovery and are certified peer specialists. It is a designated title. It's not just a person working. At this time, 100% of the people who work with the individuals at respite care are in recovery. They are always welcome to come back and talk with a peer. In addition, we can help connect them with some counseling services and some state funding for that.
So it's...